This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and I'm here again to do a spotlight podcast on another huge tax break that is just around the corner, the Energy Star sales tax holiday happening Saturday, May 26th through Monday, May 28th, which is Memorial Day weekend. Today, I have Ezra Siddiqui, a tax specialist from Tax Policy, to give us the scoop on this tax break. How are you today, Ezra?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing great, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to hear more about this holiday. I know I mentioned it during the last Spotlight podcast, but I'm really not sure exactly what it is.
Sure. So the Energy Star sales tax holiday is a designated time where you can buy certain Energy Star energy-efficient products tax-free.
Great. When you say Energy Star, is that a brand?
No. Energy Star is a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency voluntary program that helps businesses and individuals save money and protect our climate through superior energy efficiency.
Okay, and a simple way to putting that?
Basically, these products with the Energy Star symbol have been independently certified to save energy without sacrificing a product's features or functionality.
Got it. I'm really excited about this holiday, Ezra. As you know, I'm purchasing a new house and I need to buy appliances and other things since previously I was in an apartment and those items were always provided. To be honest, appliances are so expensive.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree with you. But this holiday will definitely give you a huge break on your purchases.
All right, well, let's start talking savings. What can I buy?
Well, you can not just buy, you can also rent or lease the following Energy Star labeled items tax-free. Air conditioner, sales price of $6,000 or less. Refrigerator, sales price of $2,000 or less. Incandescent and fluorescent light bulbs. Clothes washers, dishwashers, dehumidifiers, and that's just to name a few.
Whew, that's a lot of items. Is there a limit on how many items I can buy?
Nope, there is no limit on how many qualifying items you can buy.
Awesome. So Ezra, just to make sure I'm ready for this tax-free weekend, I brought my list of items I plan to buy for us to go over. First item is a refrigerator for $1,995, a washing machine for $1,499, and a dryer for $1,200. All of these items have an Energy Star label. So do all these items qualify to be purchased tax-free?
Well, not exactly. Let's break it down. I'm going to start with the fridge. Do you plan on having it delivered, shipped, or installed?
I'm not lifting the refrigerator. So yes, actually, I plan to pay extra for the delivery and installation.
All right, so remember, refrigerators are exempt if the sales price is $2,000 or less.
Yes, I remember, and the refrigerator is $1,995, so I'm qualified, right?
Possibly. How much is your delivery and installation fee?
I got a great deal. The delivery and installation fee is only $50.
Okay, so the refrigerator is $1,995 with a $50 delivery and installation fee, which makes a total sales price of $2,045. Because a refrigerator's total sales price is more than the $2,000 cap for refrigerators, taxes due on the entire $2,045 sales price.
Seriously? All right, well, if that's the case, I'm calling my brother to come help me. Thanks for letting me know. What about the washer?
All right, so the washer you want to buy is $1,499 with the star label. This item is definitely qualified. Just for this purchase, you're going to save around $123 based on a tax rate of 8.25%.
That's huge. With that $123, I can stock up on my fluorescent light bulbs. What about a dryer?
I'm sorry, but unfortunately, the dryer is not a qualified item, even if it is labeled with the Energy Star label.
That's right. You didn't even mention a dryer as being a qualified item. Well, then, what are some of the items not qualified during the Energy Star sales tax holiday?
So, those would be water heaters, freezers, wine refrigerators, kegerators, and attic fans. And that's just to name a few. These items are not exempt during the holiday, even if they are labeled with the Energy Star label.
Phew. Well, especially with the summer coming, that attic fan was actually on the top of my buy list. Good to know. Ezra, where can I get more information?
You can attain more information through publication 96-1331, Energy Star Sales Tax Holiday. Also, the Sales Tax Rule 3.369 and Our Tax Policy News has tons of information on qualified and non-qualified items.
Great. When is this holiday again?
The Energy Star sales tax holiday is happening Saturday, May 26th through Monday, May 28th, Memorial Day weekend.
Great. Thank you, Ezra, for going over this upcoming sales tax holiday, and thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Just a reminder, the second quarter podcast is coming up next month, covering exempt organizations. But in the meantime, keep checking out our Spotlight podcast for information on tax breaks and other useful information. Y'all have a great day.